Something important has been pretty much ignored in the furor over illegal use of steroids by baseball players. That's the crucial fact that cheating of one kind or another has always been an important part of baseball. The late Rogers Hornsby, a Hall of Famer who played and managed in the big leagues for a half century, put it this way. You've got to cheat. I cheated or watched someone on my team cheat in practically every game. Now, I'm not excusing illegal steroid use, but I am saying that players who turned to steroids undoubtedly saw that as just another way to gain an advantage for themselves and their teams. It was just another form of the cheating that's part of baseball. Think of all those pitchers who use what baseball's rulebook calls illegal substances. You know, who use Vaseline, pine tar, oil, saliva, and such to make the ball twist and turn in baffling ways as it heads toward the batter. Some pitchers get the same effect by scuffing the ball in a variety of illegal ways. Now, don't forget either the constant attempts by teams to decode the hand and finger signals, the signs, used by managers and coaches to direct their players, and used by catchers to tell pitchers what kind of a pitch they want and where they want it pitched. Some teams have gone so far as to station plainclothes coaches with binoculars or telescopes in the stands and center field scoreboards or on neighboring rooftops. They pick up catcher signs and relay them via walkie-talkies or other means. Now, the team owners who have been playing innocent through the steroid scandal are hardly above cheating. Just think, for example, of how they order groundskeepers to soak base paths with water before home games to slow down swift opponents, or how they allow the infield grass to grow tall and thus slow down ground balls so that aging home team fielders can more easily reach them. Owners also have been known to temporarily move outfield fences back to make it harder for visiting sluggers to reach them. One creative owner simply put higher distance numbers on the fences to make it seem like that they were harder to reach. Winning is, of course, a very serious matter to baseball's team owners and players alike. And if cheating can help them win, cheating is what many will do, even if it does involve steroids. With Perspective, this is Dick Meister.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.